Rush, paragraph Chavtes. Haser mimcha mishenes bnei adam. Remove yourself from reliance on human beings. Vatznei aleches in barecha. And walk modestly with your creator. Ve'al tasim zahav kisalecha. Do not make gold your infatuation. Kizos tchilas avodas akum. For that is the beginning of idol worship. I just have to mention here one of my favorite Gedolim stories. The Maril tells us a tradition about Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was a rich, successful businessman, besides from being one of the Gedolei Harishon. So the Maril says that when Rabbeinu Tam would be learning, studying a difficult topic that required his maximum focus and concentration, he would instruct that a tray of his gold be brought before him, because the sight of his wealth would be marchif his das, would put him in a good and happy frame of mind. It would enable him to concentrate and learn better. Not making this up, this is in the Maril B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. Ufazer mamoncha kasher hu ritzono. Instead, distribute your money in accordance with Hashem's will. Ki biyado lamalos chesroncha, for he has the power to supply what you lack. V'las his tarif nei beisecha, and give sustenance to your household. Move on to Lamed. Da'as elokei avicha. Know the God of your father. Udvarecha b'mozne tzedek tishkol v'hin tzedek yelach. Weigh your words on the scales of justice and use an honest measure. A hin tzedek is a pasuk in the Torah. Mozne tzedek, avne tzedek, hin tzedek. Hin is a measure in the Torah, a measure of volume. Chazal in the Gemara of Metzia have a drasha that in addition to hin being, meaning have an honest measure, don't have a short measure to shortchange your customers or a large measure to shortchange your supply, to cheat your suppliers. In addition to that, the Gemara has a drasha, hin, spelled hey yud nun, can also be read or can also be spelled hin without a yud, which means hain. So the Gemara talks about hain tzedek, which means that she hain shalcha hain v'lav shalcha lav, that to tell the truth and to speak honestly and to keep your word. The Gemara actually has two different interpretations of what that means. One of them is that you shouldn't make promises in bad faith. You shouldn't say something that you have no intention of keeping. That's a basic isser. And even more than that, or maybe even more of a chiddush, is we paskin that if you do make a commitment, then you should keep it. We know that normally in choshen mishpat, in technical halacha, Kinyanim are binding, that there are certain rules for when a promise to buy or sell, a contract, when it's binding. There are all kinds of technical halachas for when the Kinyan binds you or not. But that the halacha is, however, people don't always realize this, that even when there is no proper Kinyan and there is nothing that strictly is mechayev you in an enforceable way and based in to do what you said, there still is a mitzvah of hin tzedek, of hein tzedek, to keep your word. This is sometimes referred to as Dvarim Yesh Behem Mishum Mechuster Amana. The Gemara says even mere words without a kinyan, without cash changing hands, there is something called Mechuster Amana. A person who does not keep his word is considered someone who's untrustworthy. She'eris Yisrael Layasu Avlo Avlo Yedabru Chazav. It's a shvach, a praise of Klal Yisrael that they're honest, that they're reliable, that they keep their word. And that's a mile of Klal Yisrael. And someone who doesn't is basically an avarian. Even though it's not enforceable in Basin, if there's no Kenyan, we can't make you do it. But it is something which a person who's Erlach, a person who is the Yari Shemayim, really has to be aware of. Now, the Gemara does have certain qualifications to this. The Gemara says, for example, a promise to give a present. The Gemara distinguishes between Matana Meruba and Matana Muetes, a large present, a large commitment versus a more modest one. A large commitment, the Gemara says, to give a present is not, you don't have to worry about Mechus Ramana, because we assume the recipient didn't take you seriously. We assume a massive promise is something that people don't put that much stock in, so he never relied on you, so you don't have this mitzvah to keep your word. But a small present, Matana Muetes, you do. And Mecher, a sale, a promise to buy something, a commitment to buy something or sell something, assuming you're getting paid a fair price for it, is always something where there's compensation, there's nothing extravagant about it. So a promise to buy something is a promise, and a person is mechuyev, really. It's not enforceable in basin. The person is really mechuyev, even if mere words have been exchanged. No contract, no kesef, no kenyan, no anything. There is a mitzvah, mechus ramana, to keep your word. Simply neder, tomorrow we'll discuss a little further what some of the parameters of this mitzvah are.